satisfying was that to, you know, escape some early trouble and then get through six?
Yeah, you know, it's the past few outings has been hit or miss, and been really working on, you know, the mental side of it. You know, thinking about those situations, you know, before they actually happen, and you know, I obviously wasn't expecting it in the first inning, but you know, I was just saying, you know, here it goes. You know, just need a double play here. It's okay if one scores. You know, we have the best offense in the game, and you know, thankfully I got out of it.
Was that just sort of the mindset, just like, all right, like here I am in the jam. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was surprising, you know, coming out of the gate. You know, they hit my, you know, flag all night. You know, they put the ball in play pretty hard. Selling out for the slider, and you know, I had to kind of, for like the last couple of innings, I kind of made an adjustment and you know, played out. But yeah, it was, you know, since the last outing, you know, my objective was to get deep in the game, and you know, I feel like I, you know, would have loved another inning, but you know, did what I did, and you know, I'm happy with it.
You said best offense in the game. What does that do for your headspace? Just like you kind of get into a jam, but mentally, where do you stay when you believe that you really do have the best offense?
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously not thinking that out there, but you know, it's nice to know, you know, you got this offense that is going to put up some runs. And you know, you give it one or two, you know, even three, you know, there's a very, very high chance that, you know, they're going to score that or more. You know, it's absolutely, you know, it's nice, you know, coming, getting on the mound, and you know, if you give a couple solo shots, you know, it's more times than not this year they're gonna outscore the other team. And you know, it's nice going out there on the mound and having that behind you.
Grant, to add on to that, how does it feel knowing you have multiple Gold Glove winners behind you in the infield? Does it impact how you approach each pitch, each at bat, whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't really like when they hit it as hard as they did tonight, but it is nice, you know, having those gloves behind you. You know, if it weren't for them, it'd have been a whole lot different of a game, especially that Riley play at third. It was a heck of a play. I mean, I think he hit it like 111 or something like that. You know, the long run that Harris had in center, you know, could have fell in, could have changed the ball game. Yeah, I'm really thankful for those guys, and you know, it's nice to have them back there.
Despite the hard hit contact, you still only gave up like two walks in the game. Like, how'd you feel command-wise?
Yeah, you know, command-wise, it felt good. Obviously, had that walk in the first inning. You know, looking back at it, you know, he's a big bat. I mean, I didn't mind walking him there. Knowing you had a guy, the next guy, you know, hits a lot of ground balls. You know, the last one, I think Varsha kind of got away from me. Mechanics got a little wild, but, you know, I was able to dial back in the next guy. It's nice. You know, not having that big inning that I've had in the past, you know, walking one, two, three guys in one inning. So it's nice.
What's it like having Dubon in that clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, boy, he tonight was smashed. You know, it's nice having him in there. You know, he's a character, great teammate, you know, great guy, and he just adds so much to the clubhouse.
How about how crazy is it that he just keeps delivering with two outs or with runners on, scoring position, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything gets to him. You know, he's focused on one thing. And, you know, that's to drive the ball to the gaps. And, you know, it's really nice having that. And, you know, having him, you know, come up big for us. So, yeah, you know, it's awesome for him and how he's producing this year.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you.